Can you tell us a little bit about the leadership skills you had to demonstrate and some of the challenges you had to overcome in this role?
So I was given the task to provide leadership direction for a large part of the U.S. intelligence community. And the problem with that was leading people over whom I had no statutory organizational authority. So it's like you're being told you're the leader, but nobody will follow you. And you have to figure out how to overcome that. So it really occurred to me, like it had like no other time in my career, that persuasion is an important leadership skill. It's one that can be learned. It's one that can be honed and has to be continually practiced. That opportunity caused me to think very seriously about how do you influence people. So I started thinking of it in terms of ingredients, means, and outcomes. And that did a lot to help me not only organize myself, but also to organize how I approached others and providing that leadership that was expected of them. So the leadership ingredients that go into persuasion or influence, I came up with half a dozen of them. And while they may be self-evident, being able to work and develop them is something that you end up having to work on. First is if you're going to be a good influencer, you have to have good self-esteem. You have to have a very high emotional, intellectual capability. You have to have empathy for those that you're trying to influence. You have to become a very active listener. And that doesn't mean you just hear what other people say, but active listener is also very probing. And lastly, you have to have a thick skin, because rejection is part of the equation. And dealing with that rejection and coming up with alternative means of overcoming it is, I think, the key to persuasion. I think it's important to realize what an important skill that influence is in leadership. You need it not only in the situation that I described, but also in situations where you indeed do have organization authority.